begin the current daf, Masechta Sukkah, daf Lamates, we begin the Amud Beis, we begin the Taste of Masa, begins with the words of the Gemara, but when we say this, which Taste has a Machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, regarding Peiros min HaMeshumer, if that's permitted to be eaten or not. We learn the Braisa, not only give the Demei Peiros Yishviyas, the Amarets, more than 3 meals worth, and that's what the Dibur Maschal Taste is quoting. When do we say that the Muslim, Shalosh Mi Maestrim, that however 3 meals worth, you could give over Tama Aretz. It's like in the Hefker. It's when you're buying from something that was Hefker. Meaning, Shiracha Bezesh, and it's like the Peis Allah B'Sada Mufka, that this Tama Chacham, this scrupulous person, saw that it was gathered from something that was ownless. Shein Ama Aretz Hashamr, meaning, because this Ama Aretz is not protecting it. So since we don't see him suspect on the Shemitah year, so Mutalim Tulamat, allowed to give him a little bit, like 3 meals worth. Avalei Harba, but you can't give him a lot. Because then he's going to start getting stingy to go ahead and put away the money. That's from Hefker. But when you're buying from him, what's something that you see is protected? Where this field was a protected with a wall and the lock is closed. Oh, Zenechshad. He suspects in Shein Mafkirin that he's not being mafkid. Shama Torah, the Torah says, Tishma Tendo v'Netashto. You have to declare it ownless and you have to let it be forsaken. V'chlo, Ebi and Emechel, let the poor people of your people eat it. V'haramehi, Shemechel, Nedekach. And really, he's just trying to do a trick by selling it a little bit at a time. The truth is, he's not keeping this law. And therefore, in such a case, you can't even sell him even 3 mils worth. Kach, Bishop Kuntras, that's how Rashi explains it. Says Taisa, well, you're talking Persia, but it's not possible to give this interpretation of the way Rashi is explaining. And because the Gemara sounds like the Lekech Min Meshumer, it doesn't mean that specifically we see this protecting it. Rather, anything that is a type of thing that's protected, then we suspend that it's protected, and you cannot buy from the Am Aretz. Based on Rashi, you have to say that anyone who's selling something that similarly is protected, he's suspected, and you can't give him the Mei Shvias. Says this, you can't say the Lefi Mash Parashim Shem Rabbein Tam, but we explain the Korn Rabbein Tam, Perik Bezik Subin Al-Khadal Menas, which over there, it's talking about two donkey drivers that come into the city. Gabi Shali Chadish Vashachaber Yashim. One says, oh, mine's the new stuff, and my friend's is the old stuff. Mine's not really fixed. We have Machlek is if we trust him regarding his friend's stuff. Rabbein Tam explains that it's only talking about Shemitah. Because regarding Shemitah, you don't need your friend's testimony. The Stam Am Aretz, in a Chashid, regularly Am Aretz is not suspect. I mean, can you tell Bishop Chashid unless we know that he's suspect? Therefore, it says, it says he's bothered. He says, so why behave when he's coming to sell something that similarly is Nishmar? Why can't you buy from him? Rather, you suspend that he's suspect on the Shemitah. Now, the Ibbabi Chashid, Mayri Hacha, and if we're talking about that most definitely suspect over here, in other words, that we know he's suspect, and that we can't give him the money to Shemitah in his hands, and that's what's talking about. That's the case of an amufka, namilitzer. Then even something that's from hefka also should be forbidden. Even those things, hapegim b'chulu, those immature things, chalani the chashav hasim, all those things that's mentioned over there. That even these things that we presume that's from hefka, but still, since we know this effect of ganish mita, should be forbidden to give him the money to the amaret. So therefore, Bemerman Tami disagrees with Rashi. Truth is, we're talking over here where he's not suspect on shmita, and truth is, regular amaret is not suspect. And the reason why you're not allowed to buy from him the payers that we presume is from Meshumer is because we suspect that he bought this from someone else. And that other person was protecting these payers for Shemitah and therefore they're forbidden to be eaten. The reason for that is because the payers from the Meshumer Asuran, produce from that which is protected, is forbidden to be eaten. Kedushin B'Teres Kainim. It says in the Pasuk, Ves in Bein Yizirech Olei Sivtzer, and the grapes of your vines you shouldn't harvest. Says the Torah's kind, you could only harvest from that which is hefka. If you have to bite in the Meshumah, you cannot harvest from that which is protected. Why? Because the nizirecha, your nizir is mashman, the nazaman b'nei adam, that you're blocking off people from it. That's what the pasuk says, that which you're protecting, which is that's Meshumah, that you cannot harvest. And chen peres b'kunjus b'shem rabbeisav, so the Rashi explains the name of his teacher, b'sev yolom, z'lav kofach b'ezim and aluf. By Gabi Nachri Shoye Moicha Peis Beshuk, when a Gentile was selling produce in the marketplace, Vaman, he says, Peis Alul Shalar Lehim, oh, these fruits are from the first 3 years, Shal Netu Levayim, they're from the first, from the fourth year, Shal Azaka Heim. Loim Vlekom, he hasn't said anything. We're not concerned with what he's saying to presume that they're forbidden. How do we say that really they're permitted? So why is he saying it's from Arla and Netu Levayim? So Loim Neskaman Zil Lashpich Mekre, his intention was only to make it better. He wants people to buy from it. It's a brand new tree and good fruit. And Kalema, what he means to say is when he says Shel Azaka, what does he mean to say? Mipardis Mu'uzak. Veged Sabalek, where there's a wall around it. And therefore, these produce are Shemurim, they're protected, and therefore they're better. And the reason why it would be forbidden is because Vihishvi is because it's the seventh year. Which again is this idea that Ben Tam is saying that just because it's protected, it's going to be forbidden. Now, the Hikshu Shem Bukunjal, Pirushim Rashi actually asked him this interpretation of his teachers over there. Who cares it's protected? What type of prohibition is there over here? Im Abiz Mana Beer, if the time of the beer already passed, Leisham and Mishum, Leisham and Mufka, doesn't make it protected or from Hefker. It should be Asr. But Kaidma's Mana, before that time, say Elbe and Matur, both should be permitted. And the Pirushim, the Rashi actually gives a different interpretation. He says, the Azaka is actually Irshabet Yisrael. It's actually sitting there, it's all Pirushim and Shabachim. And it has very good quality fruits. And now, and therefore, that's what it's saying. And if the Gentiles in Chutzlar, it's Meshabtan, he's praising Bo'im and Mazaka, and he's saying it's from Azaka. And Chesh was probably in the trees, not concerned for his words regarding the prohibition of Shemitah, which, oh, that he's saying from Eretzol, and therefore has the laws of Shemitah. No, we say it's really Chutzlar. And because the Ein Noigim Chutzlar, because there is no halach of Shemitah in Chutzlar. I mean, we say, Amen Moyev, Ma'astrin, Ma'astrin, Ani Beshvis, as we say that even Amen Moyev, which has some halachas, we say it's actually in Shemitah year, you're going to have to take with Ma'aser Ani. We see obviously that it doesn't have Kedusha Shviz. Dishi Rashi adds that it's in the Shalala Asra Alem Mepes Chutzlaretz. So we're going to have to take a Ma'aser from the produce of Chutzlaretz, Shem Minapotra Lachiv, because of something that's exempt, and that which is obligated, she cannot take from Chutzlaretz on Teretz Yisrael. We're not concerned what he's saying. So that's how Rashi explains. But Taisa says, a Pirush Rishon, the first interpretation that Rashi brought from his teacher, that Azaka is from a fenced-in paradise, that's Nilu Rabbeinu Tam. That appears correct to Rabbeinu Tam. And the reason is because, yeah, Dimnum Shema Asur, yeah, just because it's protected, it's forbidden, it's like we explained. And Bazaka is Lashon V'eski V'eskileu, which is a term of making a fence all around, like a rink, like base Yazik, because Snickers is called base Yazik because it was surrounded, non-peric base Rishon, like we learned in the second peric Rishon, the Chav Gimel base. And again, he was saying this all to make it sound like he has better quality produce, because the perish yilada, when he was saying it was arlin at ravai, because the produce of a new tree is type mishal zaken is better than the old tree. Perish on paradise hashamer type mishal hefker, and a protected orchard is better than that of a hefker. The reason is because by hefker she had a kol mamashman, everyone's touching it because shalom yudaim, and the hands make it ruined. Most when it's hefker, everyone's quick to grab it before it ripens, before someone else gets it. So again, so you see, you do see this halacha. That's what comes back, that Rabbeinu Tam disagrees on Rashi in the explanation of the Gemara. So based on that, this we say over here that by Meshumar, that even when it's like a half is, it's going to be Asr. So again, it's not like the way Rashi says because we're concerned regarding the Dmei Shviz. Very simply, it's because Meshumar is actually going to be forbidden to be eaten. Now, but then to his address, he says, this that we have halacha, that those who protect the aftergrowth of the Shemitah year because they want to have the barley for the Oimers, for the Menchus Oimer, and they take their wages from the Trumas Alishka, as the Gemara brings Pergabais of Aliyah and Bab Mitzidav Kofichesim and Aleph. So obviously, you see the parents of Meshum are permitted to be eaten, because you see they're protecting it. So it says, Loi Shem and Machila, it's not protecting that people shouldn't eat it. Loi Tzirch Lashem and the other, no, you don't have to protect it from people, because the Malay Moy Parshim have people on their own would separate Shahi Yayd Meshayn and Tzerim when they know that's for the Oimer. They only protected from the other creatures. But again, because the fact that it's protected actually makes it forbidden. Now, but what is difficult to Rabbeinu Tam, and this that we brought before from the Teretz Kainim, that Peis and Meshumar are totally forbidden, is that also the Teretz Kainim and the Meshumar, the Teretz Kainim only makes it forbidden when it's protected, only if you harvest in the way it normally harvests. But if you do it through a deviation, then it's actually permitted. Because it's only safe, like the Sefer over the Teretz Kainim teaches, that we can't remember from here, they say to inosh shvius a fig of the shmiti in koitzim isim b'mukta. You can't use the tool that's designated for the cutting of a koitzim b'charva, but you could cut with a charv with a knife. So to in derech of magas, you can't press the grapes in the vat of a derech u'bareva. You could do it in a trough. Inosh isim b'vat b'koitzim. You can't do the olives in the vat and with the koitzim, which is a large wood that you weigh down with. Aval koitzim who. But you could squash it, and you could put it into a small press. And this is going on that which is protected. So you see that through Shin is permitted. Now, Rabbeinu Tam, which says that Menashama is always going to be totally forbidden. Well, more with the mishmait, mashma from Aser, it sounds like the lost. And the mishma from the kechatzi issa that it's not forbidden from the mishma, even like kechatzi issa. Ella fisha moisa demesha vislachosha. Only because you're giving over the monetary value of the shemitah produce to that who is suspect of a peres milachil shor. But it sounds like, but the produce itself is going to be permitted, and it's not forbidden to be eaten. And the reason is because they ask you, because if it is forbidden, then why do buyers have to say you cannot buy even the chatzi issa? What do you mean? If it's protected, would someone buy something that's forbidden? Obviously, it's permitted. And the reason is because why can't you take from the Mishum? It's because you're going to be giving him the monetary value. So that's typical of Rabbi Tam, who says it's asa. But then Tzitzis comes to reject the first question from the Tzitzis Koinim, because there's a mew kasha, but it is difficult to explain to Tzitzis Koinim that the drush alay sibtzer, that you shouldn't do kederach ha-baitzim, that, but if you do it through Shin, it's going to be permitted. That as we explained, that's going on in the Mishumer, because today should the crow dorsh the hasam lesa achilam. Because the beginning of the pasuk over there expands regarding eating. Tanya Reisha, as the Reisha teaches over the entire Kindness, says in the pasuk esvich kitzirch leisikzer, that after growth of your harvest, you shouldn't harvest mekansim. Samachinan ala svichim from here, we rely on the aftergrowth that grew in the Shemitah year, shenasrim, which they're forbidden to be eaten in all situations. So therefore, the same thing would be that when it says vesim nizrech leisikzer, that's from what's hefka that you could be bites, but you can't do for the Mishumer. Also, we hear it means regarding that the perish from the Shema is going to be totally forbidden, even if you do it through Eshine, and not regarding that you have to do Eshine. So, obviously, when it says Nesev Leisivtzer, it means in a normal way. From here, we say that the figure of the Shemitah, you can't do it with Mitzaya. It's not talking about Minim Shema, it's only talking about from Hefker. But more, but you can prove that this halacha, that Baitim Leishine is actually said by Hefker, is because the Kula Seifa. This whole sefer, the Te'ena Shal Shvius of a figure of Shmiti, a Stam Mishnah in Perikas, it's an anonymous Mishnah in the 8th Perik. But then the Mishnah doesn't say anything about Minim Hashomer. Mashman of Stam Shvius, I read, it sounds like it's going on regular Shmiti produce, Shederach Lahafker, which normally everything is Hefker. So it's obvious that the halacha of the fig that you do a Shin, it says you're going to pay is Hefker. But yeah, but if it's Minim Hashomer, it actually is totally forbidden, like Rabbeinu Tam. Avgav the Gemara Yerushalmi, my Sela Kula Drash of the Skin, although that the Yerushalmi actually brings this whole drush of the Tzitzis Koinim of these two halves of the pasuk, and Yerushalmi explains that he had to bite them in the Mishumer, that it means to say that only to do without a Shina. So based on that, when it says in the Sefer that you can't do it with Mitzaya to Mishumer, which is not like Ben Tam, so Ben Tam explains the Tzitzis Koinim like we explained that the Sefer is talking about by Peres Hefker, that that's only out there Shina, but again Mishumer is going to be totally forbidden like Ben Tam said. Kinemeth Nektes and Masas, they begin with the words of the Gemara, Levi. For the Esrog is similar to a tree, for Erla and for Revi. So it says, half Mishnah, this Mishnah, Esrog has a locha of Revi at all, is Asukim Adama, which is like the one who says, Netter Revi, prepare Ketz Mavarim, Nefalim, and afterwards, all Matlikas is not locha only by Kerem Revi or Netter Revi, all trees, which obviously we're saying Esrog, and it's not a Kerem, obviously applies by all trees, which therefore the Gersa must be Netter Revi. With the next test of the Maskel, to begin with the words of the Gemara, Ulishvias, and for the law of Shemitah, which we say Esrog is similar to a tree in three ways, Arlo Revai and Shemitah. Shemitah is bothered. What are you saying Esrog is similar to a tree regarding Shemitah? What do you mean Yerik Nami is Beshvias? The other variable, Yerik, vegetables also has a law of Shemitah. Says Tyson, no, El Mahar Risham, Pregbiz Bukhayim, the Bikurim, the Risham explains, meaning could go in Esrog, Bashishas, and Nechnes Lashvias. We're talking about specifically, let's say Esrog that was grew in the 6th year but then entered into the 7th year. We're seeing Harei Lampalam Kilan for the own, it's going to be like a tree. Where how are you going to qualify which year it's from? The Basakam not, you're going to go based on when it's ripening. Beloiki Yerik, the Basakam not like a vegetable, goes based on when you're harvesting, when you're picking it. And that's going to be the difference for the laws of Shemitah. Now, Kutaisis asks, it says, about the Laitana, this that we didn't say that another way, Shabbat Elon, that's similar to a tree, Lenny Klein, regarding the prohibition of Klein, the Loi Havaklaikim, that it wouldn't be a problem of a forbidden mixture in the vineyard, like trees, are not a problem. Mashen kimiyerek, which is not the case by vegetables, which is a problem. And also, linder shoshana shaloi shvat kilam, that also regarding the rishona of the esrog tree is shvat, like it is regarding a tree. Avagav da'ach le'kitasa isurei kiyerek, even though that regarding its meiser, it goes when you pick it, like a vegetable, v'kamakam rishoshana shaloi shvat kilam, but still it's rishona of when its next year starts, is shvat, like a tree. The main perikam and rishona, because in the perikam rishona b'dal day, is why don't we say these things also that regarding this list of what it's similar to and what it's not. So it says like Tana Elmidi the Bahazlin Basakhana, because it only says things that regarding this, it's regarding ripening. Bahazlin Basalikin, and regarding this, you go based on when you're picking. But regarding Klein, it there's no halach of Khanot and Lakita. And so too regarding the Esrog Roshana Shvat, it's not because you go after Khanot, to the contrary. You actually go based on Lakita. It's just the time when you Kadeya, it's like it's year is going to be Tu B'Shvat. Not just comes to explain that we don't go by Esther after Lakita. Taisa says, Tim, if you're going to say that what's the reason that Esther is similar to a tree in all these halachas, why don't you go after an Esther when you pick it for every halacha? Because given the girl called Mayim Kiyarek, since it grows by, it needs all types of water like a vegetable. Like it sounds like in the first paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, when it says in the passing, when you gather from your granary and from your wine vats, which is regarding the Dalad Minim, regarding Sukkahs. Now, Magor and Yaakov Shengidil and Rib Mayim, which that's parenthetical, but we're actually talking about here regarding the halacha of the Maestras, which is on when you gather Magor and Yaakov, that's when you have a Chiva Maestras, so we compare it. Magor and Yaakov Shengidil and Rib Mayim, just like greenery and wine vat. It grows with an abundance of water, meaning with the majority of water, it's enough. And the tithe thing is from the previous year. And you go after chanota, which is when it's a third. Yetzirah, because that excludes vegetables. So that needs all types of water, not just the majority. You have to actually water it also. So it's different. It's different. It's going to be from the coming year. Now, and then Tis addresses, he says, although maisa of the vegetables is only rabbinic, but regarding the laws of Shemitah, it's biblical, because Drasha Gemurah, it's a bona fide Drasha. And if that's the case, the halach of Esek should have been Godol Kol Mayim, and it should have been from the coming year. So for all its halacha, it should be after the Kita like a Yerek. Why for certain things, it's like a tree? Yashlamit says, what you can say is, Mishum Didashin Pekam Drasha Shonah, because we explain the first Pekam Shonah, Dav Yodam and Avgabe Arlo. Regarding the fruits of the tree in its first 3 years, we say, Pa'amim should reveal, sometimes even in the fourth year, that Basur Mishum Arla is literally forbidden because of the laws of Arla. That since regarding Revai, the Torah does not differentiate, but regarding trees, and Esrog is also included, so therefore we go after Chanata, so too we're going to say regarding the other halachas of Esrog that we go after Chanata. We're not going to expand the Pasuk of Gerem Yekir regarding the Esrog, only for vegetables, that regarding Mais and Shemitah, therefore that we're going to go after that of Lakita. So therefore, that's why Taisa says that we're going to have this halacha that we say regarding the laws of Arla, as long as 30 days, it's the next year. But still, if it's after Rosh Hashanah in the fourth year, it's still going to be us as Arla. It's only if it had the chanata after Tu B'Shvat, then it's going to have the halacha like of the fourth year, where that we said sometimes in the fourth year, it's still us as Arla. So, since, like we're saying, we're going to revive, the Torah didn't differentiate Esther any different, so therefore we see that we go based on this halach of Chanata. Then it says, from the beginning to say, Taisa comes to explain now why specifically why Yerok is to go after Lakita regarding Shemitah. The Hach Mashmah here, it sounds like, does Lin B'Yerik Bas Lakita Lin Shemitah? We go by Yerok's vegetables after when you harvest the renewals of Shemitah. Now, Mesech HaShviz, and Mesech HaShviz, we learned, Kala Svich Mutarim, all the aftergrowth are permitted, chutz misvichei kruv, except for the aftergrowth of cabbage. Now, this Mishnah contradicts the brisa we're about to bring that says actually they're all aser except for svichei kruv. Parashat Shabbos Tosfos, as we explained over the Alpi Yerushalmi, the arba svichei shishas and the chutz l'shviz. We're talking about the aftergrowth of the sixth year going into the seventh year, which therefore they're all going to be permitted. And therefore that explains I hear the Perek Malka Fenagu on Daphne and Alphan Beis the Tan Ibcha that actually says the opposite, that they're all astur and they're all forbidden except for the aftergrowth of the cabbage, where there's Toman that are going to the 7th year going to the 8th year, and that's where it's asur, except for Svich Kruv, where the new leaves growing in the 8th year are going to be permitted. Now Tosis is asking that we see over here that the growths that grew in the 6th year are permitted even though you're picking it in the 7th year. So you see that Yerokis, you don't go after Likid, you go after when it grew. So that's the taste of Nilafash. To explain the hottest in Biyak Bas Lakita. This is we say we go after Iraqis by the Lakita. Hainu Bishlay Nigma Gedul Mashishas. That's only if it did not fully ripen in the 6th year. Of a Nigma Gedul Mashishas. But if it fully ripened in the 6th year, sure, it would be permitted. Because actually, the time by Iraqis that's Keveya is actually when it's finished. And this is we always say that you go after Lakita. That's because the norm is when it's completed, is that's when you actually pick it. But if it's finished in the 6th year, yeah, it would be permitted. And so he says, Ben Rebekiva, this is weather according to Bekiva, the Dar Shagadil al Rav Maim, that expounds that Gerem Yaakov is because it grows on a majority of water versus Yerokas, that's al Kol Maim. Ben Rebekiva says, Glili, the Dar Shagadil al Meshon Shabba, that he says it grows on the rain from last year versus Yerokas is from the next year, as the Gemara brings Perikam the Roshon, the Dabi Dal Menalf, where Mi Dahaba B'Tzal Masri Sindasim, like we find by the
the eunuch onions that's brought over there. Shemanim, what it means to say Shemanim Mayim Lamayim Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, that they held back water from it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, it's an interesting state, which the Gemara said according to Bekiva, that since 30 days it didn't have drawn water, only from rainwater, so it really left the category of Yerukit that grows in all water and becomes like a Stehabal, which is sufficient from rainwater, which goes from the previous year, which according to Basic Lily, since after 30 days you continue watering, so it's from the next year, therefore to have myself next year. So they says that in this situation, that it finished growing in the sixth year, according to everyone, it's going to have the locha like the sixth year. Because the Afilman, the Polycosm, even the one who disagrees with him, holds that these Betzalma Sarisim, that they're going to have Meister from the coming year. How come I, he would agree? The reason for that is because the Rabbi Seglili, which we said according to him, it goes based on if it's from the water from the previous year. Kivin and Nigma Gedulim, since it already finished growing, Nimtsu Gedelam, Meshon Shabbat, comes out that it really grew from the rain of the previous year. So Legala Meshon, but it's not going to grow anymore from the rain of the coming year. And Lurkiv Nami, also according to Bekiva, that it's based on, that it grows on rainwater. Keeping the Sula Gadlik al Maim, since it's not going to grow anymore on Kal Maim, because already finished growing. So yeah, Yatsum and Chazir Rock is like Yamukal Maim, it's already removed from the category of vegetables that grow Al Kal Maim. Because I mean, Mishami, I've seen the Shami, but Salma Sri, some Perk based their Shvias, that Amr Amman, they said, Mekim and Shaman, my Maim Shlash Melam of the Rishon, since it already held back water from it 30 days before Shoshana. Now, Asik Abal, it becomes like a stay based Abal. Shami Sapek is making Shaman, it's enough with rainwater, and therefore, Masas Lashab, it's actually going to have the Meiser from the previous year. This brings a raya that the Yerukas will go after Gemar Priya again, not after Lakita. Same thing we find by Rice and Miller. By Shun Perikam, the Rishon, the first part that we give on based Yoblu Shmuel, Din Yerik, the Bas Lakita. It gives it a halacha of a vegetable that would go based on Lakita, which we don't go when it takes root, rather on Lakita like Yerukas. For Kaman, he says over there, Akol Hoylachacha Gemar Priya, everything goes on when the Priya is finished. So Alma, you see Gemar Peri, when the Priya is finished, that's the primary. It only says in all places when you pick it, because that's normally does you pick it when it's finished the pre. And Vahano by rice and millet, it doesn't say Zman Lakita because Gemar Peri Biyachad, it finishes at the same time. But it doesn't dry at the same time. I mean, like we say, the sweet Prachim Prachim, which dries up a little at a time, and therefore it says that the Zman of Gemar Peri. Now, this will explain that if by Esther you go after Lakita regarding Mysore or after Gmar Pri, like we just said this idea, because Tais says, Mi Koshim Esther, but that's difficult from Esther, because I mean, Pergam, there's some saying the first Pergam, not be down the base, but Esther, Shacham, the Peresel. If you have Esther that it ripened its produce, Koyim Chamisha Asa, the Idr Shvat, before the 15th of the other Shvat, meaning it ripened before Chamisha Asa of the year that passed, which was the second year, and it's growing in the third year. Vinilkit Be'echab Shvat, and it was picked in the first Shvat, and it's still in the third year until Tu B'Shvat. So therefore, you take Maisel like the 2 years. Now, Mashba sounds like B'Shem Nebsafkele, because he's in doubt. He is leaning by Esri B'Shechanota, as we continue on top of Mem Rav, Kereb Eliezer, we go based on when it ripens. He bust like Kedikam Lil, go away based on when it's picked like Mulil. So no B'Shne is true, so therefore, he gave it both halachas of Maisel, like the second like Mulil, you go B'Shechanota, and like the third like Eliezer, would you go B'Shechanota? I tell you, it's bothered. It says, it sounds like that, not like we said before, that by Yerik you go only based on Gemar Pri. And this we say Achlakita is only because that's normally when the Gemar Pri is. Esrig, even though it finished growing in the previous year, we say that we go Bas Lakita. So Alma, we see the Manda Alma Bas Lakita, the one who says you go Bas Lakita, that Avgav, the Gemar Pri, even though the Pri already finished already, Darichanet Beshvat Shoshan Shavu, because it already ripened in Shvat of the previous year, and it wasn't picked until the following Shvat. And even so, when you come to explain the time of when you take the Meiser, we say Shnas Lakitasa, we don't say the Gemar Pri. It's obviously that the year of Lakita is what makes it not the Gemar Pri. So it says, maybe Esther called Mashab Peres. Yeah, maybe Esther is different than all other Peres. Maybe it's in the Fisha Dark, Lama Bina Shtaim, Mashal Shal Shalom, because it stays in the tree 2 or 3 years. And that's why it's called Hadr. Because Mancham is kind of healing, goes Mashal Shalom Shalom. And as long as it's on the tree, it keeps on growing. So it's not Gemar Bishule when it's Chanat, only actually when you end up taking, when then it's finally finished. Well, you know, another approach which you could say is Alpha Bishachan Bishavat Shalom Shalom, although it did ripen in the Shad the previous year, Zimna Ending Magidula, Shvat Acham, something doesn't finish growing until the next Shvat. And again, so therefore, that's why B close to its lakita. Now, it makes sense. The Nagar Rebbechon became the Rishon, and the Rebbechon picked in the first book of Rishon after the base of Esri, which was from the 6th year going to the 7th year. I feel like his eyes, even the size of an alav nasikikin, becomes the size of a loaf. They're going to be chayiv because of tevel that even though it grew a little bit in the 6th year, it's going to have a locha like the 6th year because you go based on chanota. And based on what we explained, that it doesn't finish growing until the next Shvat. So you understand what he means to say that even Kezayis and Asakik can claim in other ways. Even though the 6 year was only Kezayis and the primary growth is from the rain, is from the water of the coming year, comes that the primary growth was in the 7th year, even so, that's the Chiddush that you're going to go based on the Chanota of the 6th year. Now, Miho just clarifies that Kezayis Labdavka being, it's not really the size of an olive. That's when you're going to go after that year, because Rabbi Yechonon Basakanota, Rabbi Yechonon goes based on when it ripens, and if so, it's based on when it's ripening. So it says, "V'shem lechashiv chanota ve'esrig bakal mizayis." Maybe chanota would not be considered significant by esrig if it's less than kezayis, and therefore, that's why maybe kezayis would be done.